After the overthrow of our government in 1893, 3 years later, there was a ban on using the Hawaiian language as a medium of instruction in the public school system in Hawaii. The public school system prior to that was all in Hawaiian. And immediately, our language almost reached the brink of being lost, such that two generations, two and a half maybe, passed without any native or first language speakers. So at home, there was a very small group of people who had a passion for bringing this language back. A lot of them were involved, whether it was in community language learning and or at the university level. At the core of the movement was the Ahapunana Leo. And punana, meaning nest in Hawaiian, and leo being one of our words for language. These were language nests, if you will, and the goal was to bring very young babies who were just maybe in the early stages of capturing language skill and language learning, if you will, bring them together in an environment with the few native speakers who were left.
So is it fair to say that there was a key role for women and for mothers in particular?
Definitely, and I think that's just an obvious evolution because, again, our focus was getting the language back in the mouths and into the ears of little babies, and so bringing them to these environments, of course, were their parents, and, you know, for the most part, mothers are still the caregivers at home in Hawaii, so they were the ones that were charged with bringing their keiki or their children to this learning environment. And over time, what we have even seen is that became empowering for these mothers. There were fathers, and there still are committed fathers that come and bring their children and interact with the family programming, but a lot of it falls on the shoulders of the moms that have come and engaged in the program. Some of them, even to the point where they've gone back to school, gotten higher degrees of education in order that they can come and help in the movement. The emphasis is on this intergenerational transmission of the language back into the home with babies and with children. Women have had an integral role to play.
And why is it so important to preserve these spoken languages, which are, as you've been hearing at this conference, disappearing at the rate of one every 2 weeks?
There is valuable knowledge that is held in our indigenous ways of being and living and interacting with our environment that are important not only to us as indigenous peoples, but to everybody on the planet.